Disney, Westinghouse, General Electric, and police departments telling you what you should listen to. Stay tuned in to KBOO Portland, listener-sponsored, non-commercial community radio, 90.7 on your FM dial, unless your FM was made in America.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. On behalf of MCCP, I'd like to wish you a Ramadan Mubarak. We have a special lecture queued up for you today, featuring our very own Imam Muhammad Najib. But first, we'd like to remind the community that MCCP is hosting catered iftars each Saturday and Sunday evening. Taraweeh prayers are led each night by Dr. Omar Saeed, as well as dhikr Sunday mornings after Fajr. We hope to see you at MCCP during this month, and may this season be full of blessings and peace for you and your family. Today's lecture is by our very own Imam Muhammad Najib. This is a talk recorded over a decade ago at the old MCCP building on MLK. The lecture is titled, The Time.
All praise and gratitude are due to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the most merciful benefactor, the most merciful redeemer. All praise and gratitude are due to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. We praise Him. We thank Him. We seek of His protection. We pray for His guidance, we ask of His mercy. We know that whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide them. And whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, none can guide them. We are eternally grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That noble and generous messenger that he raised up a little over 1400 years ago, a rahmat to alameen, a mercy to all creation. We pray Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bestow his peace and his blessings upon Muhammad, upon his family, upon the companions, upon the righteous, all of them. Ameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite mercy, has blessed we, the Muslims, with another day of congregation, a day in which we can come to the Jummah. Come to the Jummah and fulfill an obligation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon all the males, especially the males in the community. And it's allowable for our sisters to come, knowing that there are times when they're able to pray at home and they receive the same reward as we do. But it's an obligation upon the men to be in the Jummah on Fridays. And when some of us may question the blessings that we receive from the Jummah as to why we don't make preparations or we don't think from one Juma to the next that that's where I should be, I will strive, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses me with good health and strength, I will strive to be at the Juma prayer, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, forgives us of our sins, number one. This is a great blessing, because we need to be forgiven of our sins, because we sin continuously. It reminds me of a little story. This one particular brother or believer, he did everything that he thought was necessary to gain paradise. He did all his prayers. He did nafil salat. He paid charity. He did charity even when others weren't looking or watching. He did everything that he possibly could think of that would bless him to gain paradise. And so after he had completed all these different things, he says to Allah, he says, I'm ready for you to take my soul so I can go to paradise. So the angel of death takes his soul. Now here this individual stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, say, what is it that you want? He says, I want paradise. He says, I've done all this. I've done my nafil salat. I've did salat. I've fasted Ramadan. I do this. I give charity. He said, I'm clean. I'm ready for paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, what about the sins your eyes have committed? And call the angels then to chain him and drag him into Jahannam. So you see, even what we think we are doing, when we think we are doing right, sometimes we sin not knowingly. So we can never say that we can never be in need of too much of Allah's mercy and his blessings. So when we are asked to come to the Jummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It's Allahu A'lam. Allah knows best in our affairs. So when you make an extra effort to come to the Jummah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you. He takes away the sins that we committed, the minor sins. I'm going to tell you to go out and do things that's going to cause you to be in serious jeopardy. And all of us know the Quran, and we know what's haram and what's harim and what's makrood and some of the things that are in between that. Stay out of the doubtful things. Stay in the light of understanding of this Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when we come to the Jummah, we can expect to get our sins extinguished plus 3 days. That's a blessing from Allah. For we, the Muslims. So Jummah is a very important time for we, the Muslims, to come and gather together. Today, I have chosen a short khutbah. And in choosing this particular khutbah or short talk for today, a lot of it has to do with the seriousness of the time and how we perceive it and how we must gain some understanding of it, because time is really, as it speaks of in Surah Al-Asr, we're at a loss with time. We're at an absolute loss with time because we don't really understand the value of it, so it gets away from us. And time is a very important factor in our lives, and it's also a time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on the time that he has given us. And so for the little time that we have, it says, surely man is at a loss. So I take my subject out of Al-Asr, or time through the ages. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal Asr. Inna insana lafi khusr. Illa ladhina aminu wa amilis solehati wa tawassal bil haq wa tawassal bis sabr. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. By the time, verily man is in loss, except such as have faith and do righteous deeds, and join together in the mutual enjoining of truth and of patience and constancy. Patience and constancy. The Quran speaks of this in many areas of the Quran. It speaks of patience, constancy. Seek patience and constancy. Patience. We have to learn to be patient with patience. Patience. patient is something that we just don't gain overnight. When you ask for patience, be patient and wait on Allah to help you to gain the understanding that you need to be patient. But it says, by the time man is surely at a loss, except for those who believe and do good works, commending truth, patience, one to another. To enter this world is to fall into the whirlpool of affliction. Yet deliverance from this sea of trouble is possible through faith, iman, sincerity, ikhlas, good works, insan, obeying the Quran and following the ways of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the greatest example that could ever have been in terms of a prophet, Nabi, Rasul, Rahmat al-Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us the final. He sent us the seal of the prophets. But not only did he send us the seal of the prophets, but he is a Rahmat al-Alameen. He's a mercy to all creation. So we have the best example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah has pointed out and referred to in the Quran, is the model of excellence that he has placed in our midst for us to have an example how he wants us to be in terms of insan kamal, the perfected human being, inshallah. This we know from the noble verses we have been reading. Allah swears by the time. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the time. But what time are we talking about? What is the absolute time that our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is talking about? What time? Some of the scholars say the time when the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was born and lived. The time of the Messenger is well known to the experts. And when we say well known to the experts, Prophet Muhammad is historically established in history. Many of you may have read the book 100 Most Influential Human Beings in History. Prophet Muhammad is number one in every aspect: marital, diplomacy, politics, religion. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is number one. And this wasn't done by a Muslim scholar. It was done by a person here in the United States who wrote the book, the 100 Most Influential Men or Women or People in History. He wrote it on the Prophet, our Prophet. Praise be to Allah. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad, be sure of one thing. Allah don't make mistakes. If we know anything about our Lord, we know that he brings everything to finality, to perfection. Even in Rab, his attributes, he speaks of it. He takes something from a lower stage and perfect it, or bring it into perfected state. He would not have brought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam into this light or world, or into this world to bring the light of understanding and reveal this Quran to him and leave him alone and think that we can find in his way, in his sunnah, in what was revealed to him in this Quran, that we can find holes in it, or we can take it apart and use it for some kind of misunderstanding to guide people. It's perfect in every aspect. Where the flaw comes in is our understanding of it, which we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he always bless us. So this time we're talking about is well known to the experts of our Prophet, our Messenger. In this time, the company of the prophets was complete. All the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sealed that. He is the seal of the prophet. No other prophets coming behind him. No other Rasul, no other messenger, no other book. This is why when we say the Sharia is the law, but this law is the law that we will be judged by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge creation by this law, the Sharia of Prophet Muhammad, the law that he has given Prophet Muhammad, which come out of this glorious Quran, Al-Kareem. In time, in it occurred the revelation of the Quran, the cream of revealed scriptures, this Quran, cream of revealed scriptures. The beloved and glorious prophet made his appearance, Prophet Muhammad. All the commands and prohibitions and all other revelations between Allah and his servants came in this time. Everything concerning communication in the unseen, all these achieve final expression in this time. What do we mean when we say the unseen? There are things that we don't see, but that don't mean they do not exist. Unseen, we don't see the essence of our heart, but that don't mean it doesn't exist. It does exist. Unseen is something that we have faith in. We don't see the Malikas, but they are here. They are here today. Matter of fact, they were here recording as we came into the masjid. They recorded the first one, and by the first one's name go a reward until the last one comes, or when the imam mounts the khatib, mounts the minbar, and he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and they close the book. That's the unseen. See, we have knowledge of the unseen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed this to Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad has instructed his ummah into the nature of the unseen. Because we don't see it, that don't mean it exists. There are things above us, there are things below us, there are things on our right and left. We may not see them, but they exist. This is knowledge of the unseen. We don't see all that's in Allah's creation, but it's happening. He has set a force into motion that causes everything to be and exist. That's unseen, but that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this came in this time. In this time lived Allah's beloved, the primal light and final prophet. His children, his companions, the noble companions, his followers, and his saints made their appearance. All those learned scholars and men that we have, Bukhari, Hanifa, these were learned men and women. There were learned women too. Understand, all appeared in this time. But when you really get down to this time, it's really the time of the appearance of the Prophet and the time of Qiyam. This is the time that we live in. Praise be to Allah. The shortness of this time is hinted by the word Asr. For one of its meanings, it is the time of the late afternoon prayer. Asr prayer. We know that's late afternoon. Asr prayer. Not long before sunset. Whatever the divine meaning may be, it is an oath sworn by the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Think on this. No questions remain. To enter this lower world is like falling into a fearful sea to which there is no boundary, edge, or limit. What do we mean when we say to come into this world is like falling into a fearful sea with no boundaries or limits? Boundaries or limits we don't see in society. In this world, or the God of this world, is e pluribus unum. In God we trust, gold, oil, and drugs. This is the God of this world. But we're talking about Rahmat ta'ala, we're talking about the Lord of the worlds. Allah, who is the Lord of the world, the universe. Like, before existence was Allah, and existence is anything that has weight or occupies space. That's matter. Allah was before existence, and Allah will be after existence. This is Allah. This is our creator. This is the one whom we pray to. This is the one whom we ask for guidance. This is the one whom we ask for forgiveness. This is the one whom we follow his Rasul. Praise be to Allah. But to fall into this world with no boundaries. You don't find boundaries on anything today. Everything is wide open. But this is one of the enticements, we can say, of Satan. He has opened it up. The Quran say he makes evil fast seeming. So he opens up and removes the hedge and the boundaries, and everything looks plentiful. And there we go headlong running into it. Everything is wide open. There is no checkmate on anything today. All of the appetites for pleasure are there in society. So no boundaries, no limits on society, nowhere. And I'm not just talking about where we are in America. You look at the world. The world is in a shape that we often wonder if tomorrow we will see tomorrow. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say, This is it, and whew, roll it up. And that's not a day that we should pray for, because that's an awful day. That's an awful day. That's a day where Allah is not very pleased with humanity, because he has sent so many messengers, so many warners, so many learned, and he has revealed this Quran He placed the noble messenger in our midst. And still, humanity, we run headlong like we are on a train express to Jahannam. Shoo. No stopping us. Just in all the limits and boundaries, we just want to keep going. So coming into this lower world, it's like falling into that fearful sea. It's a rough sea to which there is no boundaries, edge, or limits. Upon this ocean, many ships are afloat. The status of rank of love of this world is the captain. The status, rank, and love of this world, the captain is Satan. Distorted religion, Satan is his captain. Some of the religious matter that many receive today is distorted, and it's not in its original text or original sense. And it's distorted, and people follow these types of examples. When you follow something that's distorted from the beginning, then the only thing you have is a distortion. We follow the Quran. We look at the Quran, and when I say the Quran, I'm talking about a book that has been revealed by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no doubt in it, that the scientists and the scholars are challenged. If you can find a book greater than this book, then you produce it. If we was all gathered together, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left all of us, the angels, jinn, the men, all of us to gather one place, we don't have the knowledge to produce the likes of an ayah of Quran. You think on this. This is Quran. It stands as a testimony of time. The veracity of it, the truth of it stands today as it stood. And it unfolds to those of us whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with an aware heart and an understanding to seek it. He blesses it to unfold and unfold and unfold and unfold for all ages and time. We have this glorious book, the Quran al-Kareem. Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Distorted religion, Satan is his captain. The ship of irreligion, of atheism, its captain is Satan. As safe as these ships may appear, they will certainly sink and be swallowed by the deep. Then we look at the ship of Islam. The hull is la ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. Praise be to Allah. Its sail is Muhammad Rasulullah. Its rudder is modesty and reason. You think on it. Modesty and reason. Islam is so beautiful that you can't find any other. I have never. I say I, because this is me. I have never in my life found anything else more intelligent than Islam. It's too intelligent. And you know it has to be a creator. It has to be someone who has designed this and perfected it and given it to humankind, given it to us as a perfected way of life. And if we practice any of it, to the degree that you practice it, you're successful. That's right there should tell any of us that have even tried to practice Islam. It's perfect. It's perfect in every aspect. There isn't a situation that you can't encounter, that you can't find an answer for it in this glorious Quran al-Kareem. Praise be to Allah. This is great. When you have something like this, you say, I have a book. I have a book that tells me everything that I need to know, past, present, and future. Because it's telling me, if you do this, I'll give you this. And if you do this well enough, you're rewarded with this. It don't tell me not only how to achieve a good life in this world, but it also teaches me and prepares me for the one in the hereafter, which we should all think about that. We put clothes on our back, think on it. We feed ourselves the best food. We have the best insurance, drive the best cars, put on the best shoes, clothe our bodies with all kinds of finery. And yet and still, we don't even protect our soul. We don't even care about it because we're not concerned what will happen to it on a day when all souls will be judged for all that they did in this world. And it could cause them to be in the abode that they don't want to be in. Think on that. Blessing to be a Muslim. Its rudder is modesty and reasoning. Its crew are the prophets of Islam. All the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent in a continuous chain of line. Many times you may have heard me make reference to the sunrise in the morning. You should go out and look at it sometime. Because just before the sun appears, you see a flash of light. I mean, it spreads across the horizon just as a straight line. And that is a sign how Allah has sent 124,000 messengers of warning in a straight line, no deviation. All of them saying, la ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. All of them came and said that God is one and has no associates. Every one of them. Every one of them. This is why we can never say, never. We can never say that Allah did not send anyone to warn us. He did not send us. You can't stand before your Creator and say, oh, well, you didn't send me nobody. I didn't have nobody come and hold my hand or talk to me. But you had revealed scripture, and it was in your language. Just like the Quran, it's in all languages. It's in Spanish. It's in French. It's in Somali. It's in all languages. You can't get away from this. You think you're getting away, but you're not. These scriptures are revealed. This is Allah's book, not the prophet. He was given this book. But this scripture comes from on high. Praise be to Allah. Azawajal. The crew are the prophets of Islam. The name of this ship is the religion of Islam. And we know when we say religion, we say that in the sense that we know others think of organized religion in that fashion. This is not organized like that. You can't take it back to a country or a people or a person. Prophet Muhammad didn't bring us this religion. It was revealed to him. He is our messenger, our Rasul. Allah is God. Allah is the one that revealed it to him. He said, I have perfected for you this day, Muhammad. I have perfected this religion and chosen it for you. But if he's our perfect model and example, then what has been chosen for we, the Muslim community, the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and humanity at all, if he's the Rahmat al-Alameen, it was chosen for us and all of us too. Praise be to Allah. It's a blessing. It's a great blessing. Its cooks are the scholars. Its doctors are the saints of Islam. Allah's messenger holds out a rope to others in peril in this sea. That rope is the Quran. Teaches us in the Quran, say, once you grab a hold to it, don't ever let it go. Because the Quran is our salvation. It's our ship. It keeps us afloat. It helps us in the time of trouble because we can go into it and find an answer for some of the woes and some of the problems and some of the afflictions that we have in this world that weigh us down and cause us grief or problems. Praise be to Allah for having such a great. So we're talking about this time, all of this in this time. This is the parable that the All Glorious One says, I swear by the time. All men are in a state of loss, of perdition. Only those who have faith, who do good works, can escape from that condition. May Allah always bless us to not fall into a state of loss.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Been listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Today's lecture was by our very own Imam Muhammad Najib, titled The Time. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please consider a donation at kboo.fm and at mccpdx.org. Please follow the Muslim Community Center of Portland on Facebook at facebook.com/Muslim Community Center of Portland and now on Instagram at mccpdx_IslamicPOV. Both these social media platforms are a great way to stay up to date on current news and information from MCCP. Again, MCCP is hosting iftars each weekend of Ramadan, Saturdays.
Hi, I'm
and
David
Sunday.
Brower, David R. Brower, and I add the R because there are 100 other David Browers in the United States, and that keeps me separate from most of them. I like the direction you're going in, KBOO, Portland, and I wish you had a lot more company.
KBOO is in the middle of our annual spring membership drive. It's that time of year where KBOO is all abuzz, and we need you to come jive with our Radio Hive. Help us reach our $56,000 goal and keep the Hive alive. Just go to kboo.fm/give or mail a check to the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, 97214. And thanks.
Hello and welcome to Pathways, where you are invited to join me for a visit with leaders in personal development and cultural evolution. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. At home, at work, or even out shopping, we've all experienced times when we've gone from feeling fine to all of a sudden feeling a bit out of control.